This I Believe. Edgar Kennedy is a British writer and political expert. At present, he is a member of the editorial board of the Refugee Survey Group, an independent body set up by the UN High Commissioner for Refugees. During World War II, he served in the Royal Air Force as an intelligence officer. Recently, he spent 8 months as a refugee expert with the Unified Command in Korea. The story of his experiences there was published under the title Mission to Korea. This is Edgar Kennedy's creed.
In order to explain what I believe, I must turn the pages of time backwards to ancient Greece. There its culture represented and was expressed by a motto, nothing to excess. This avoidance of extremes has always seemed to me the essence of the liberality which I hold and which I believe to be derived from Greek humanism. In a world in which, as Oscar Wilde quipped, nothing succeeds like excess, I must be on my guard against the chimera of excessive wealth or excessive power. In this I find my classical education helpful. I believe that a grounding in classical thought teaches one to be critical, and that to apply the critical eye helps to create a better sense of values. It is easier, without loss of prestige, to modify my opinions if I am wrong, or withdraw from some position if it is untenable, if I do not adopt an extreme attitude. My liberal views make my work among uprooted humanity, called refugees, less difficult. For, as I have no fixed prejudices, I can identify myself more easily with their plight and attempt to find a solution. I believe, therefore, in a human approach to these problems, as I am always slightly mistrustful of any cut-and-dried plan for banishing any of the ills of mankind. I also have a deep abhorrence of any scheme which tries to force people into some rigid mold. In short, I believe in respect for the individual. I believe in avoiding condemnation. Humans may, and often do, act barbarically from motives they consider praiseworthy. My respect for the motives of, say, a Balt involuntarily joining the German forces because of his hatred of the Russians is balanced by an equal respect for the motives of a Yugoslav partisan who, Red Star in cap, if he had a cap, killed the German invaders at sight. And yet I am not tolerant. I am somewhat suspicious of the word tolerance as used by so many people. It seems to me to carry a slight hint of condescension, as if to say, from my superior position I can afford to put up with anything. So, in that sense, I am not tolerant. Within certain cultural limits, differences in race, religion, nationality and so forth make slight impact on me, so tolerance is quite unnecessary. Often I disagree violently with certain views, but like Voltaire, I declare my willingness to defend with equal violence the right of the holders to express them. Usually, however, the views with which I disagree are extremes, as, on the political level, the defense of some totalitarianism of right or left. But totalitarian states, as a rule, become corrupt and self-destructive, and their destruction affords me considerable satisfaction from my liberal standpoint. It demonstrates the truth of Lord Acton's aphorism that power corrupts and absolute power corrupts absolutely. Although my liberalism has its origin in the Greek motto, nothing to excess, my work often evokes a certain missionary enthusiasm, in that the personal satisfaction in having saved, as in Korea, a handful of orphan children seems justified by the trust in me among those I try to help.
They're the beliefs of Edgar Kennedy, a British author and refugee expert.